The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Some people pay other people to turn a wrench, swap their oil filter. Me, DIY, all day. This isn't convenience, it's confidence. Purolator 20K oil filters. Clean oil, more miles. Over 99% filter to perfection. Only at Walmart.com or select Walmart stores. Purolator, keep it purring.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/trygreenlight. That's greenlight.com/trygreenlight.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, when Kathy bought a quirky countryside castle, and it's not our Kathy, she didn't expect the only thing being built was her ghost tolerance.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, that it is, and yes, 855-853-4802 is our phone number. At Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. We'd love to hear them. Tony and Carol with you on today's episode of the program. It's always interesting when you meet folks that listen to the program. You find them in the strangest places.
Did you find a strange meeting place for a listener of the program?
Well, it's one of those places where I've talked about this on the air before, and I'm always like, I wonder how many folks in this profession, you know, have stories about this, or how many are just like, that's a bunch of bunk and we don't know anything. We don't believe in it or whatever. So I go in today. I got a new psychiatrist to help manage the medications that I take. It's been a long time since I've had anything changed or anything. And it's like, you know, I should probably just, you know, go for a checkup on this. So I found a new place and went in, and she seemed lovely and very nice. And, you know, you talk a little bit like, what do you do and all that. I said, you know, podcasting and the show. And she's like, oh my God, I'm pretty sure I listened to your show. And I'm like, oh. And then she pulls out her phone and then she finds us. And yeah, she already subscribes to us.
So, oh, that's funny.
Yeah. So, it was like, okay, this isn't. And I'm thinking there going, is this who I want to be my psychiatrist?
That was going to be my next question. So how do you feel about that? Now I sound like a psychiatrist. How do you feel about that, Tony?
Well,
how did that make
well,
you
it's
feel?
Not like it's not like talk therapy. It's not somebody I go into and do all that with. This person just strictly takes a look at the medications that I'm on or have been on and then helps manage that. I'm actually trying to just wean myself off of stuff. Because I was on some stuff after the divorce and all that, just to kind of, you know, help with all that. And I'm in a pretty good place right now, I think. So it's like, if I can, taper that back, that'd be great. So it's nothing like that. Because people kind of mix up who does what in those sort of fields. So I'm fine with it. I think it's kind of neat that someone who's in that field, and then she started telling me one of her ghost stories. And again, I kind of thought, well, this is kind of a weird place to do this, but she was great. She was really nice. And it was kind of neat because to be able to talk, and I don't feel crazy if I ever say anything either about this topic because she's clearly very much about it.
I love it.
So, yeah. Yeah. But I just, of all the places, I'm like, wow, well, this is funny.
Yeah. Like Kathy is in Oregon and she found a new hairdresser and she's like, are you the Kathy Gordon from Real Ghost Stories? Kathy's like, randomly, yes, I am.
It's crazy. It is crazy. But yeah, so there you go. That was my morning.
I love that. Yeah.
So yeah, if you got a ghost story you want to share with us, 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online to share it with us. Let's go over to the phone call and hear this ghost story. Hi. Let's let it all out.
This did not happen directly to me, but I was there in the proximity of what was going on, and I thought I'd share it. So this was about 20 years ago, and I was dating this guy and his sister, and I'll call her Kathy. She had moved back to town. Anyway, she had purchased this house, and her boyfriend, I'll call him Randy, moved in. And this house was only one owner. The woman had a daycare, and unfortunately the man had passed away, and it was going to be their dream home. And because of his passing, she couldn't stay there, and so she had to sell. And it was a big farmland. She had to sell the home and the farm. They were building it from the foundation up. And it looked kind of like a castle. It's very unique. And I'm not talking the brick mortar type of castle. I mean, just the shapes. And it had a big octagon room on the side with a steeple to it. Now, the woman and the whole front of the room, the front room, which I guess you would consider like a living room or a great room, took about the whole length of the front of the house. So it's pretty darn big. And so they had all the daycare stuff in there until the lady could come and pick it up. But otherwise, Kathy and Randy could move in. And because the couple, the original couple, building the house, they were working on it slowly, and it was just them two. There were three levels, and the first level was about 90% done. The second level had been started on, but the third level of the house had not. And this is pretty big. There are going to be quite a few bedrooms, and I think like five bedrooms and three bathrooms. And it was all uniquely made. The couple went out and bought all of this stuff from different sales. And so a lot of it was antique, stuff like that. So they're bringing in a lot of items to make it a very unique to the house, but also from other people. So Kathy and Randy had lived there, I think, a couple months, and we were talking, and she was saying how that they were hearing these sounds. Now, Kathy and Randy hadn't lived here long. They did a long time ago, but not now. And, you know, to us, we're like, oh, what's the sound of the house settling? And it's the farmland and there's coyotes out here. Maybe you're hearing raccoons and all this kind of stuff. It wasn't brought up again until her children came to visit. They were somewhat grown. They were in their early 20s and they came to visit and we're all at a dinner, eating dinner. And they started talking about these sounds. And they're saying, yeah, I'm hearing footsteps, and they're really heavy and loud. And then there's all these other sounds, like a thud and tinkling type of sound, you know, like wind chimes, but without the actual chime. Listening to them talk about it, I realized, oh, hey, well, the guy was working on the house at the time of his passing. So we all started gathering our thoughts and realized that, you know, the heavy sounds they're hearing are the heavy boots, work boots. The thud that they're hearing, we think, had something to do with the tool belt. And then the tinkling sounds they're hearing, was it nails and screws? So we started putting all this together and realized, oh, we think it's the original owner. Maybe he's still here and he's working on the house, along with Kathy and Randy working on the house. They didn't feel threatened. And like I said, this had been quite a few months. Nothing had ever bothered them. It was the same sounds weekly, not nightly. So they just let it be. And then one day, and this had been about 6 months at this time, or a little over 6 months, that she's telling me this. She goes, you know, I'm really concerned. There's something different. So she shows me, and there's crown marks on the walls. And we're talking not just one color. We're talking red and black and white, yellow, purple. They were about anywhere between 3 to 4 foot high. So like child size. Now, no children had died in this house. This, the only one that had passed away was the owner. Kathy and Randy do not have small children. There's no grandchildren. There's no crowns, because when the lady came to get all her daycare stuff, we all helped clean, and we cleaned every crevice of that house. And so there's no crowns to be found. So we did look, and no crowns. So she started getting concerned, and they were scribble marks on the walls, like scratch marks with the crowns, and scribble like circles, and no drawings like flowers or animals or anything. Well, I had a best friend at that time. She has since passed. And her name is Donna. Donna was she was the president of a paranormal society. Now, they're not the ones that went and ghost hunted. She would put this together. She had events. She had meetings, all that. And each person had something to bring these society events. And for instance, they had a tarot card reader. They had one that could read your aura. They had a lady that could read colors, like you pick colors. And actually, Rob Conover, if you know that name, he was part of the America's Most Haunted show. He was there. So I asked Donna, because she kind of had that new agey way of doing things. She did tarot cards. She did Reiki. And I think she had a little sense of she was a little sensitive to things as well. She could sense them somewhat. So Donna did come over, and let me tell you, Donna is kind of a shorter lady, and she reminded me a little bit of the stature of the lady from the Poltergeist. You know, she's walking around, she's exploring, she's short, but she's sensing things. She wanted us to let her do her thing. So we just stayed downstairs, Kathy and I, and let her walk around the house and take it all in. She looked at the drawings, and she did say, when she was all done, she said there were different feelings in many different areas. She goes, some were just the house. Some rooms were just the house. But there were other rooms that there were different feelings, some heavier, some lighter, some felt safe, some felt unusual. Not really sure what that means, but she knew what she was talking about. So she said she had some sage, and I guess she had some other burning item. I don't know what it was. And she did. She walked back through the house. She said a few chants. I'm not sure what they were. She said, well, we'll see if that helped. I hope it helped. So then a couple weeks later, Kathy gets in touch with me, and she said, you know, she goes, it all stopped. She said the crown mark stopped. She said, I don't hear that man clomping around. I don't hear his tool belt. I don't hear anything. And so I told Donna, and she was quite pleased. But it was just a great experience, because I guess this guy, he wasn't upset about them working on the house. Maybe he just wanted to help them. Now, we're this crown and child, possibly. We don't know what that was about, but we don't believe it was harmful, and neither was the man. But it, I don't know. Anyway, it ended where later on, nothing ever happened. Kathy and Randy ended up selling the house. And I've never heard of any other events from that house from other people that have owned it. And I do believe it finally got finished. The castle-like fixture or structure. And it, anyway, I just want to share this with you. I thought it was a really unique story. Thank you for all you do. I love this forum. I love all the stories. So you all take care.
Thanks for sharing that experience with us. Thoughts on that?
I love the idea of, you know, this couple's building this really unique house, and then he passes away, and then they put together what they're hearing is him still working on the house. Like yeah. The heavy boots would be his work boots, and the jingling of the nails and his work belt. I'm like, I think that's pretty smart.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they're building this really unique space, and then they come in and buy it, and they're working on it. He's kind of helping them.
Yeah.
I love that idea.
I like the dad coming back to help. I think that's a good thing.
Yeah. Now, the crayons, I'm not totally sure why. So maybe there's two separate things going on, and they were able to help both things move on, and the house is no longer haunted.
Maybe you're just a construction guy that likes to color. Did you ever think of that? Maybe sometimes on lunch break, he just liked to go and get some crayons out and, you know.
It's therapy. You know, that's kind of the thing. A lot of people,
draw therapy.
Adults like to color again.
They do. They have like all the adult coloring books and stuff like that. Yeah.
And that was kind of his little secret.
Yeah.
And that it was him. Oh my God, Tony.
Look at that. We solved a mystery.
Solved it.
Only you can prevent forest fires. Or solve a mystery, too, and prevent forest fires all at the same time. I think it'd be great if there was, like, a cross between Robert Stack and Smokey the Bear.
Oh.
Where Smokey the Bear is, like, narrating Unsolved Mysteries episodes, but he has Robert Stack's voice.
You know, you're just the guy who could put that together.
I could probably make that happen.
You could.
I could probably.
You're quite talented in the AI realm.
I could probably make that happen. Yeah. Yeah.
Like me, I couldn't do it. You could do it. No, I believe in you, Tony.
Just like I brought in the story, the case against Karen Reed over on our true crime channels at Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. On Twitter, I put up a Unsolved Mysteries episode that I produced and Robert Stack's in it. And it looks like an old episode, but it's not. But it's talking about a current case. But if you're curious and you want to see that on Twitter or X, at Tony B Pod is my handle on there. It's been that way forever. Can you change your handle? I don't know. I don't know if I should anymore. I don't know.
I know on Instagram you can change it every day. It seems like
I don't know what I would change it to.
Changes her Instagram name all the time, and then I'm like, who is this person? Oh, it's my friend.
And Tony B Pod. I think I created that like 15 years ago or something. And that's just what it is. I don't know if I can do it or not. Edit profile. I think when you got it, you got it. I could be wrong though. I don't know. I'm fine with it. But you can search me, Tony Bruschi, Bruesky on Twitter. Follow me over there too. And you'll like the Unsolved Mysteries. It's like a full 10-minute like
segment.
I gotta
watch it. I'm gonna do that today.
It's good. And there's also some Casey Kasem long distance dedications on there as well.
Don't get me started on Karen Reed.
If you're into true crime, check out our true crime channel, Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. There's a lot of interesting things going on over there. All right, that's going to wrap up this episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want to share your ghost story, please do check it out. And go to our website, ghostpodcast.com or realghoststoriesonline.com and share your real ghost stories with us. Or get your extra stuff at patreon.com/realghoststories or our premium channel on Apple Podcasts. Until next time, for Carol and all of us at Real Ghost Stories Online, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening.
Years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.